Baba Basra, Daf Samach Omud Aleph, page 60, side A. So the Tanoim were not arguing only with regards to opening up a window of Elistoim, but with regards to closing the window, so that if a person had an open window into the yard for 3 years, and then his partner comes and builds a wall opposite the window, La'altar immediately have a chazoka, it's a chazoka to the one that built the wall. And he doesn't need to be quiet for a 3 period of time, because Shein Odom Osui Shesoismim Oire before. Of a person is not made, he will not tolerate that they would close up the light in front of him. Vishaisa can be quiet, but immediately he would protest. And since he was quiet, that tells us that he agrees that from the beginning he had the chazaka in the window unjustly. We learned in the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, my timer. What's the reason why you shouldn't open it up to the yard that belongs to the partner? The Gemara explains, Mipnei, Shemarba Aleihem, because he increases on them as Haderech, the way. Because people go through the yard now and there is no privacy for the people that are in the yard. So the Gemara says, asks, Eima Seifa, look at the Seifa. But if he wishes, he can build a room inside of his house. And he builds the attic on top of his house. On top of the house. If the reason in the first part of the Mishnah is because there are many people that are going to be using in the yard, the question is, but even, is it then not true that even now that he's building the room in his house, and he has the attic or the extra floor on top of his house, so he's increasing upon him the way, because in his house there is additional tenants over there. The Gemara answers, Amar Rav Huna. So Rav Huna says, Ma'i cheder, what did we learn that he can build a room? It doesn't mean that he can build it outside, but shechalokoi bishnayim, that he splits the house into two, he builds a wall in between. Umay aliyah, what it says that we learned that he can build an aliyah on top of his house. So we don't mean that he can build an additional story on top of his house, but aftai, that's like a yitziyah, that's like a goes out inside the house, like a second story within the house. So like you divide the height of the room with a wall, and you have an upper level within the house itself. So since he didn't add anything to the house from the outside, then he can do it, even though he's increasing more people in the yard, because a person has a right to bring in as many people that he wants within his house. Next Mishnah. This Mishnah deals with a partner that has a chazoka that his door is open to the yard. And now he wants to open the door in another place. Lo yiftach odom, a person should not open up from his house, lechatzar hashutfim, to the yard that belongs to partner, pesach keneged pesach, a door opposite a door of his neighbor, v'chalon keneged chalon, or a window next to the window of his friend. But he has to distance the window a little bit, so it should not be directly opposite his friend's window, so he shall not be able to look into his house. Additional halachas with regards to opening up of a door and a window. Hoya katan, if the door or the window were small, lo yasen no gadol, so he should not make now a large door or window. If he had echad, he had one door, lo yasen no shtayim, he shouldn't split it into two doors. Avo pasei chul rishus harabim, but one is permitted to open up a door into the public area, Pesach Keneged Pesach V'Chalon Keneged Chalon, in a door opposite the door and a window opposite the door of the other house, which is on the other side of the Rishus HaRabim, because the distance is there's no problem of looking in. Hoya Cotton, but if the opening to the public area was small, Oysa Gotl, then he can also make it large. And likewise, V'Echad, if he had one door to the public area, over there he's permitted to make it too. So the Gemara is going to explain now, why is it prohibited to open a door opposite the door of his friend. The Gemara says, "Menoha nemili." From where do we know these words that one should not open up a door opposite the door of his friend? The Gemara answers, "Of Rabbi Yochanan." The Rabbi Yochanan says, "Domar kro," because the pasuk says, "Bamidbar chav dalet beis." Vayiso Bilam es einov. Bilam raised his eyes. Vayar es Yisrael, and he saw the Jews shoychein l'shvatim are encamped to their tribes. What did Bilam see? He saw that the doors to their tents are not mechuvonim zelozeh, are not opposite, directly opposite one another. Omar, so Bilam says, ruin halolu, these are worthy, shetishr aleim shchina, that the divine shall rest upon them. And that's why he blessed them, and he said, and later on in Pasuk of Dal Dei, matoiv alecha Yaakov, mishkenesecha Yisrael. So the Machne Yisrael was like a partnership of a yard of partnership, because there was no Rishus Rabim, only in the camp of the Levim. So we see that you have to distance yourself in a yard that belongs to partners, that the door should not be directly opposite each other. We learned in our Mishnah, if the door or the window was small, shouldn't make it large. And the Gemara explains, so Rabbi Bar Chama lemeimer, so Rabbi Bar Chama is thought to say that if he has a door bar arba, which is wide for ames, lo l'shavi bar tmani, he shouldn't make it into eight ames, because shokil tmani, because by doing so, he's taking eight ames b'chotzer into the yard. And when the door was four ames, he only took four ames in the yard. Aval bar tarti, but if he has a door which is only two ames wide, l'shavi bar arbo shapir domit, so he's permitted to widen it to make it up to four ames, because also when the door was only two ames wide, he had a right in the yard four ames in front of his door, so he does not cause a loss to the partners. Omar le Rava, so Rava says in the part of the yard. Omar le Rava, so Rava said to him, no, really, even a door of two ames is prohibited to make it into four ames. Because Motzi Omar le, because the partner can say to him, Bepischo Zutra, in a small door, Motzino Litztanui Menach, I can hide from you. But Bepischo Rabo, in a large opening, Motzino Litztanui Menach, I cannot hide from you, and I have no privacy. We learned in the Mishnah further that if he had echad, one door, lo yasenu shnayim, he shouldn't make it into two doors. The Gemara explains, Soma Rabbi Bar Chama lemeimer, so Rabbi Bar Chama thought to say that if he has a door bar arboi, which is four ames, lo yishav yitre, he should not make it into two ames of two, each one of them, because the koshokil tmani, because that way he's going to be end up taking eight ames bechotzer in the yard. And while the door was only one, he only had four ames in the yard. And now, because he has two, and each door gets four ames, he's going to end up getting four. Aval bartmanya, but if he has a door which is eight ames wide, the shavne bnei arbo arbo shavir domik, then he's permitted to split it and make each door four ames, because even while the door was one, he had already in the yard eight ames opposite that door, and therefore he's not causing any loss to the partner. Amar le Rava, so Rava says, also by a door of eight ames, you should not split it, because Motzi Omar le, because the partner can say to him, Bechad Pischa, when there is one door, Motzino Itztanu Yiminoch, I was able to do my use privately when the door was closed, but today I can hide myself, I can protect my privacy if you only have one door. But today, but once you have two doors, Lo Motzino Itztanu Yiminoch, I cannot use the yard private, because even if one door is locked, the other door can maybe open. We learn further in Mishnah, you can open up in the Rishus Rabim a door opposite the door of the other side of the Rishus Rabim. The Gemara explains the reason why it's permitted to open up the door in the Rishus Rabim opposite the door of another house is because the Omar Lei, the one that opens the door, will say to his partner, Soif, soif, boys, it's Tanui. In the end, you need to conduct yourself in privacy, because of the people of Rishus Rabim. They look through the door into your house. So, and also those who ride the camels and the horses who see through your windows. And therefore, by me opening up my door or opening up my window opposite your window or your door, I had not caused you any additional damage by doing that. Next Mishnah. This Mishnah explains those matters that we should not do them because they are bound to cause damage in the public domain. You cannot make a hole underneath the public domain. Like, for example, boiris, that's a hollow, that's a hole which is a boir, which is a round one, or sichin, that's a hole which is long and narrow, or ma'oris, that's a hole which is with a cover over it. So even though it's covered, but the worry is that the cover might rot and people will fall and will be hurt by the hole. Rabbi Lezer permits if he covered it with a strong covering that's sufficient, as long that as a carriage can go over the cover while it's loaded with stones and not fall in, that's a sufficient cover, and we don't worry that it might rot and fall later on. Further halacha, in metzin zizin, you cannot take out these protrusions, those are small beams, ugzutrois, those are larger beams from his house, lushus harabim, to the public domain, because there is a worry that the people of the public domain will stumble in them. Elim rotzo, but if he wants to leave the beams of his wall to the outsides, koinis l'toich shaloi, then he builds the wall inside his property, umaitzi, and then he can take out these beams, that'll be still his property, so the protrusion that it sticks out will be in his property. Lokach chotzer, if he bought a yard, bozizin ugzutrois, and in it there were the zizin ugzutrois, the small and large beams that were sticking out from the wall, and we don't know whether the wall is at the end of the yard, and therefore these zizin are in the public domain, or the wall is in the yard and the zizin are also within his domain. So the place of the zizin and the gizutroj remain in the chazaka, and the assumption that it is of the buyers, because we would argue for a buyer that the we would say that the seller probably brought the protrusion inside to his property because he built the wall further into his property, so that the protrusion is still in his property. So the Gemara says, the Gemara explains the reason for the Chachamim that prohibited to dig into the Rishus Rabbim. And the Gemara says, the Rabbonon that prohibited to make a hole, even if he covers it with a strong cover. The reasoning is because zimnin the mafchi is because sometimes the cover can rot and the lav adaite, and he won't pay attention, and they won't pay attention, the people of the public domain, and they'll fall into the pit. We learned in our Mishnah, metzin zizin v'zutrois, that we don't take out these zizin v'zutrois to the public domain, v'chul, etc. So the Gemara brings a story with regards to this. Rabbi Ami had a ziz in his wall, that would go out, protrude inside to the street in which the people of the yards around him would walk. And there was also another person, Havali Ziza, also had a protrusion, that would go out to the public domain. He had this protrusion that would go out to the public domain. So the people of the public domain were protesting in that for that person. Also, so he came before Rabbi Ami to ask whether he has to remove disease, the protrusion. Amar Lei, so Rabbi Ami says, Zil Koitz, go and cut off disease. Amar Lei, so the person says, "V'mar nami isle," but you also have a ziz that goes out into the mavo, and you don't cut it out. So Rabbi answered, "Didi limavoyo mafik." Mine goes out to the to the street, but b'nei mevoyim machlin gaboy, but the people of the street are forgiving me on it. But the doch, but yours, l'shus harabim mapik, is going out to the public domain. Unman machil gaboch, so who will forgive for you? In other words, the people of the l'shus harabim, they're not all there to forgive you. The Gemara brings an additional story with regards to this. Rabbi Yanai havelei ilon hanaitel l'shus harabim. Rabbi Yanai had a tree that was leaning over in the public domain. Havahu gabra, and there was a person, the havelei nami, he also had ilon hanaitel l'shus harabim, a tree that was bending over to l'shus harabim. Osu b'nei l'shus harabim, so people of the public domain came, havakom akvi alei, they protested against him, ilove, on him. Also, the Kameid Rabbi Yanai, so he came for Rabbi Yanai to ask whether he has to cut off the branches of his tree. Omar Lei, so Rabbi Yanai responded to him,